QM Toronto, an iHeartRadio station.
Gotta get up, let's get to it.
Toronto's favorite morning show is on.
I got you in the morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Chum 104.5. Yesterday, I could visibly see the city kind of just bubbling with energy. A combination between the really good weather we had yesterday.
That's
really
true.
Beautiful.
Oof, beautiful. And we'll continue today.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And also, people were just getting ready to, you know, lock in.
Here we are. Welcome to the third time around of this stay-at-home day. Yeah, 12:01 this morning. It kicked in. Ontario, staying at home.
All right. Yeah, but I saw people all over the place shopping, you know, lines at pretty much a bunch of stores. Some grocery stores had some long lines.
It's like when you know you're going on a diet the next day and you're just like, I'm going to go get all the donuts.
And you go to town that day.
Yeah. Toronto was binging yesterday. That's what they were doing.
Yeah. Yesterday was the binge. Also, it's kind of like the day before, you know, like one of those holidays where everyone's trying to stock up on food so that they have that big feast that next day. That's what I was saying in my head. Oh, tomorrow's Christmas dinner.
Yeah, I love your world.
I try.
I want to be in Jamar's world.
Anyway. Well, so listen, if you're home today, stay safe, stay encouraged, and yeah.
We're going to keep you distracted.
Give me a sign!
Chum 104.5 Horoscopes. Cancer.
Feel like you'll never get the hang of something, Cancer? Well, don't believe it. All you need to do is ask and you'll soon be on track. Once you sort this, your confidence will increase hugely. You have a 7 today, Cancer.
Virgo.
You can't be all things to all people, Virgo, but you might try. If you do find yourself rushing around and feeling overwhelmed, just put a stop to it. You may feel guilty, but this won't help either. Firm up your boundaries by saying, let's say it together, Jamar, no. Your day is a 5.
Pisces.
If you feel blocked regarding the expression of skills, talents, or feelings, this isn't something to draw back from, but to deal with. You may have reached the edge of your comfort zone, but it's here, and you might need to linger a little longer. Your day, Pisces, is a 9. And those are your Thursday morning horoscopes. 5:50 on Chum 104.5.
A lot of boundary setting for everyone today, right?
It's important to
Everyone's
do that.
Everyone's like, keep your walls up.
Say no.
Say no.
Box yourself in. Oh.
No.
You're already doing that.
Baby, wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
You know, we talk a lot about body identity stuff with women, but it happens for men too. I mean, when I look at the superheroes like the Chris Hemsworths and stuff like that, they're all chiseled and quote-unquote perfect looking. I'm like, wow.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
A little envious.
Yeah.
Now, is Chris the Miley one or not?
The Miley
Hemsworth
one. No,
brother.
That was Liam.
That's Liam.
Liam.
Okay.
Liam. Chris is the one that plays Thor.
Yeah, Chris. Well, okay. I feel like he's often complaining. I'm just saying. I feel like Liam. Yeah, I feel like he just wants to be Liam. I think that's Chris's problem.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Well, you want to hear what his recent complaint
yes,
is?
Yes, I do.
He's complaining that when you're so fit and so buff and so chiseled, there is a drawback that Hollywood doesn't take you seriously.
I mean,
I wouldn't have thought that.
That has been my everyday problem.
Is that your battle?
No, I'm so fit that no one will take me seriously.
These biceps are a battle, bro.
Oh, man. Is that really? That's what he said?
Well,
like, outwardly in public? That wasn't his inside
voice? It sounds funny to us and we're making fun, but I kind of get it.
You do?
Yeah, I do. He said that, all right, so he has to train insanely, like have to have an insane diet to you know, to have what they call the superhero build.
Sure.
That's a thing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And for that, you know, he's essentially a bodybuilder. But they're saying that bodybuilding actually is perceived to people as vanity and not as like a discipline.
Okay. I see. I disagree with that. I mean, I see it as the intense focus that it is, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, there is something inherently narcissistic. But, I mean, that's what we're in. He's in Hollywood.
Right.
I mean, you couldn't get more in there than that. But does that mean that, like, only Uggos can be Oscar winners?
Well, how about this? Check out this spin. He also says that if he was ever offered a role where he had to gain or lose an unhealthy amount of weight, then he'd only be called a serious actor. Because, you know when, like, say, for instance, like, Christian Bale will do a role and he'll put on all this weight. We're like, wow, he put on, like, 50 pounds for the role. And or he dropped the 70 pounds for the role. Wow, he was so, so into it, so intensely invested in the role.
Right.
People perceive that as being a serious actor. And because that's actually, to put on that much weight or lose that much weight so dramatically is somewhat unhealthy. And he's saying that because he won't do that, he's not perceived as serious.
Well, put down the barbell and pick up the, let's test this experiment.
Right, we'll see.
Let's test it out.
We'll see. I have no idea. But yeah. I can get the, I understand the line of thought. I haven't experienced it. But, you know, that's what his experience is.
But he did put on a lot of weight, didn't he, for Avengers Endgame? Remember, he was the fat Thor.
Remember, he was the big Thor.
Yeah.
At some point, he was out of shape, and he was looking kind of like he was out of sorts. He was out of practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That was probably the one time that he did that.
He didn't win an Oscar for it.
No, he will, of course.
Maybe he's blaming. I mean, it's where you, it all comes down to what society values as aspirational.
Mm-hmm.
And still, when an actor would go to the extent of, oh, putting on weight, oh my gosh, it seemed as this, deemed as this huge sacrifice. Because,
yeah.
You know, if you just got a whole bunch of muscles, you're praised. But
right.
The other way isn't. So I think that's, it all relates back to how we as society view bodies and fat phobia and muscles and all that
muscle
stuff.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. It all plays a part.
It's back to that. But Chris, not complaining.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
If you're super, super green.
Earthy. Yeah.
Which we all should be, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We all should be. 100%. And if you actually really, really frequent Starbucks, you might like what they're getting ready to do. They're kicking it off in Seattle. Maybe they move it around the U.S. and maybe up to Canada at some point.
When are they going to start with us? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know.
Kick it off in Canada.
You know, they're based in Seattle, so everything's
going to
naturally start there.
I get it.
But it would be nice if they started this here. They call it the Borrow a Cup Trial. And basically, this is what it is. I mean, if you really think about the amount of cups we use when we go to the coffee shops.
When you think about that, and the cups and the lids, and it just starts to blow your own
mind. It's astronomical.
Just of what you as a person consume.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's so many. It's too many. And, you know, at some point, people were going to Starbucks with their own cup.
Yes.
Like their own reusable cup. But yeah. There's a sanitation issue there.
Sure. And you got a little bit off, if I remember.
Yeah. I think they gave you a little discount.
10 cents or something. Yeah.
How about this for a new program that they're starting? So they have now reusable cups in Seattle. And you get a reusable cup. You give Starbucks an additional dollar in addition to the cost of the coffee.
Okay.
All right. You leave Starbucks with a reusable cup.
So far, I don't like it.
Really? No, just
you give Starbucks an extra dollar.
Give it a chance.
Now the drink is $11.50.
Give it a chance.
Okay, fine.
Go back to Starbucks with that reusable cup.
Yeah.
You give it back. You get your dollar back. But you also get, I think it's like 10 Starbucks points or whatever their little currency is.
I like those.
Yeah. And those add up eventually.
They do.
So you can get like free stuff.
Yeah,
I don't
go
to Starbucks the most, as you can tell.
Oh, I love the free stuff. The program works great.
And when you give them back the reusable cup, they sanitize it, they steam it, they reuse it, and they give it to somebody else. So there it is.
That is a very exciting feeling. If you've got the app and they say, tomorrow's doubles, tomorrow's day.
There you go. So you use the app, right?
Oh, I use the app too.
So you both. So do those points actually amount to stuff?
Yes.
Or do you have to wait for like 10 years like the Choice, the PC Optimum?
The best points programs are Shoppers Drug Mart and Starbucks. They actually work. You actually get free stuff back. On a basis that's normal. It's not like in 10 years, like you say, you're going to get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a pack of gum with my PC points at some point.
There is a very specific feeling when you've forgotten about your points.
Yeah.
And they say, do you want to use your points today? And you realize you have enough for the entire order.
To get some, wow.
It's beautiful.
And when you use them, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look,
you feel
me.
Well, this could be.
Like I've robbed the place.
This will put you closer to getting that feeling. And you get
Let's
the
go
dollar
back.
Back.
To the Earth Day part. Yeah.
Well, that's the point of it.
Okay.
The dollar that we were talking about a second ago, you actually never spend unless you don't bring the cup back. Then they get that free dollar from you. So then you're paying for the cup.
Right.
I kind of don't want like an old crusty cup though.
It's probably a nicer cup if it's reusable. I mean, if they have to use it over and over and over again, it's probably nice. I'm hoping it's nicer.
I hope so. Yeah, we have to look at the cap to figure this out if I'm interested in this. And especially everything now is just tainted with pandemic. I'm like, I don't want someone else's cap.
I know. You know, I know.
But in a non, you know, in 2019, I might be into this idea.
Okay.
You know, or 2023 or whenever this ends.
Oh, man.
Sorry to get bleak.
But yeah, no, went there.
Anything that they're doing to try to make it better, because we do, the Starbucks cup thing is, it's an ish. It's a problem.
I mean, so. Just go to any landfill, not that you've been to one lately, but if you go, you'll see coffee cups. I mean, not just Starbucks, from all over the place.
Yeah, of course.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Too many. So this is something that they're doing. If it works, maybe it'll head here eventually. Think about it. Borrow a cup.
Borrow a cup.
Now. The 6:30 games on Champ.
Let's get it on. The 6:30 games are starting right now, and playing on Team Jamar is Courtney.
Hi.
Hey, Courtney. Welcome to the 6:30 games.
Courtney.
Thank you.
All right. Playing on Team Meredith is Maria.
Hello, Maria.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. So good. Well, you know, no, I take it back. So good, actually.
I know.
But I'm happy that you're on my team, and we're going to get you a whole bunch of pizza, because pizza always makes us feel better.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So today's game is...
What is this?
Opening line. This is your first time playing this game.
It is. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry, Maria, though. I'm really good. I'm good first time.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Okay, with opening line, this is what happens.
Where are we going?
We have three songs for each of you, and we're only going to play the opening line of the song.
Mm.
All right. All you have to do is name the song title or the artist after hearing that clip of just the opening line of the song. Hopefully you'll be able to get it. Now, in honor of the latest release from Taylor Swift, Fearless, of all these re-recorded and vault tracks that we haven't heard.
Yeah, Taylor's version.
Yep. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a Taylor Swift opening line game.
Edition.
Opening line, Taylor Swift edition.
So you have to give us the title. We can't, we will not just take Taylor Swift because we've told you it's going to be Taylor Swift.
Great
correct?
Point. I'm glad you added
okay.
that.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Who wants to go first? Does Team Meredith or Jamar want to go first?
Maria, you feeling like you want to do this? Yeah. You want to take, yeah. Yeah.
Let's all right, go. Team Meredith.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it.
Miles, clip one. Maria, what is that song title?
Oh my gosh.
You know it.
I do.
You can sing. We don't mind. Sing it. Sing it out. Learn it. Feel it. Name it.
Oh gosh. Okay. Oh my gosh. I know it.
Oh, that's it. Time's up.
Okay. Get a blank space, baby.
Blank space.
Oh,
okay.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Clip one for Courtney. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there.
Oh my God, I'm trying to sing it in my head and I can't.
I like you're both trying to help each other. You're on a different team.
Oh my gosh, so many people are texting that they would have nailed this, but
you know what? When you're not actually on the radio, sometimes you can.
Yeah, no, well that who that was this is for Courtney. Courtney, was that you?
Yeah, Love Story.
Yeah, Love Story. That is Love Story by Taylor Swift.
I was like, who's talking, Maria or Courtney? You're sounding into one player. Okay.
Okay, next one for Team Meredith.
Yes.
I'll see out too late. Got nothing.
This is a long first line. Taylor really gets it out. Maria, what do you think? You know this one. I know you know this one.
Take it off?
Yes, yes.
There you go.
Ta-da. Excellent. Okay, we're tied.
Okay, next one for Courtney.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m.
One of my favorites.
Courtney?
Come on.
Oh my gosh, I can't think of it.
I know.
Wow.
That is the opening line for... Ooh, can't you just see Donald Trump in your face? No, that is You Need to Calm Down.
No. Look what you made me do.
No, it was You Need to Calm Down.
You need to calm down.
Oh, yeah. You need to calm down.
You need to
oh
calm
my gosh.
Down. Okay. Next one for Team Meredith.
Yes, Maria. We were both young when
I first saw you. So we've already had that one, haven't we?
Miles.
Yes, we have.
Sorry. I don't like your little games.
Don't like your tilted stage. Look What You Made Me Do?
Yes. Yes, Maria. Excellent. Excellent. I know we made it all Taylor Swift, but then we just decided to make it really confusing at the same time to make it happen. Okay, so I guess we got one more to go here.
One more to go.
Jamar, Courtney.
Courtney, are you ready?
I guess so.
Here we go. We can leave the Christmas lights up till January. Oh, it's a short opening line.
Yeah, I didn't really get that one.
Would you like to hear it again? One more time?
Again? Sure. We could leave the Christmas lights up till January.
January.
That's a good guess.
Very good guess.
I appreciate it. That is Lover. Lover from Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I can hear it now.
I know. So who got the pizza?
Okay, so Azalea, keeping a score for us. After three riveting rounds of Taylor, who's our winner?
Yes, Maria is our winner.
Maria
gets the pizza.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Maria. You got that $100 Pizzaville gift card to enjoy a family night of pizza and more. And this Sunday, order an 18-inch XL3 topping pizza for pickup for only $14.99. Order online at pizzaville.ca. And you can visit chem1045.com for all the details. But not for you, Maria. You're getting it.
Thank you both for playing.
Dennis and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Laughing at me in the studio of my past pronunciation of Adidas.
Yeah, I'd never heard that.
But you know, that's really what it's pronounced, actually.
It is?
Yeah, it's Adidas, the founder of the brand.
Oh,
and it's a German name, but put together, it's Adidas, but we call it Adidas now.
Adidas. I thought it was you being like Target, like Target.
Great. It just sounds even classier, too.
Bougie, yeah.
Yeah, bougie it up a little bit when you talk to somebody.
No problem,
Speaking of the three-stripe brand, they are releasing a new shoe of the Ultra Boost DNA running shoe, but this one can be customizable with Lego pieces. So the tops and the sides of the shoe have, you know, the Lego, the little bits with the round part snap in?
Yeah.
You can get a box of Legos and you can customize the colors of your
shoe.
These
are for grown-ups? Adults?
For grown-ups.
These are like adult male shoes?
I guess so.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want them? Are you into them?
I'll let someone wear them first and then I'll follow the crowd.
You know? All right.
Or maybe maybe if I started wearing them first, I could be the trendsetter.
There you go.
Yeah. They're available actually today on the website through at 10 a.m.
Okay. I'm looking at them. They're
not bad looking, right?
They're cute. I get it. I kind of get it. We'll throw a picture up on our Chum's Insta at Chum1045.
They're definitely better looking than those Jurassic shoes we looked at.
Yeah, the shoes we were looking at yesterday. We look at shoes every day. Chamara, this is your doing.
Sorry.
What do you call yourself? A sneakerhead?
A sneakerhead.
All I can think of when I see these is like, these are the shoes I want to be wearing so that I don't step on kids' Lego. That's all I can think of. It's like you need these shoes.
Wouldn't that be
don't
cool?
Step on the Lego.
Wouldn't it be cool if the bottom of the shoes had the Lego inserts so you could just step on the floor and pick Legos up?
Yes, that I would buy.
Right?
There's the shoe I want.
Good morning, everyone. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
All right, let's attempt the science for a little bit. Pain. I have a terrible tolerance for pain.
Really?
Awful. I'm afraid of pain. I'm actually afraid of pain. I'm like, just the thought of pain gives me pain.
Okay.
I can't take it
at
all.
I mean, that's sort of endearing. There's something endearing about that somehow with you.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean.
I think it's whack. I should be able to take some kind of pain. Like stubbing in the morning when I'm leaving the house and I stub like my pinky on the bed. Oh, I black out. My eyes go black. Like I lose it for a minute, and then I come back.
Okay.
How are you?
Always growing up, that was you.
Yeah, I was always just really afraid of getting hurt.
Okay. Yeah, so you weren't the guy in the in the playground being like,
no, yo. No.
Okay.
One of the worst days was I got hit in the face with a snowball in a playground. Jamar. And I think I made a noise and everyone laughed. They were like, oh my gosh, he sounds like he's dying. I'm like, because it felt like I was dying. It was really embarrassing. But that's not the point. Okay. You say you're pretty good with pain.
I am pretty good. I'm not, I mean, maybe other people in my life, aka my partner, might say otherwise. But no, I think I'm pretty tough when it comes to pain. You know?
Did you ever think it had anything to do with the fact that you're a redhead?
Oh. Gingers can do it better? Is that what you...
Or can take it better.
Can take it better. Interesting. Well, I mean, I've always been a very proud redhead.
Yeah.
Certainly, I mean, I always say I'm going to be a really hot 80-year-old because I never, like, I can't go out in the sun without getting burnt. I never tanned. I never went to tanning beds. I never did any of that stuff that damages your skin. So I feel like, you know, that's going to stand me in a good stead.
It's actually going to pay off.
I didn't think about the pain-free stuff. Why? There's something about my hair that, what?
It's funny that you mentioned the tanning.
Okay.
Because this is a study going on in Massachusetts.
Right.
And they are finding in mice that have the same...
In mice?
I know. It has. Well, there's a lot of human and mice genetic similarity. That's why they always
like
do...
That's
no, I'm not calling you a mouse.
Yeah.
But that's why they always do studies on mice.
How do you think they tested the vaccine?
Exactly.
Do not bring that...
I know, that's a contention. Anyway, this genetic variation in people with red hair.
Yes.
It is what happens, and it's why when the sunlight hits you, you don't tan.
I become a tomato.
Right.
Yeah.
Most people will just get browner.
Yes, they will.
Even lighter skinned people will get browner, but people with red hair don't.
No.
Tan.
No.
You tend to burn.
Tend to. Yes. I set myself on fire. All my freckles band together as one. Yes. All those things. I know. I'm making myself sound so attractive.
So there's a thing.
So what's the upside?
The upside is the same thing that causes you to have red hair.
Yes.
And also causes you not to tan.
Okay.
There's a chemical in the skin that's called POMC.
Oh, we are getting technical.
And it creates numerous hormones that create a balance between pain-inhibiting and pain-enhancing receptors. So if you have less, and I know I'm butchering the science, but just follow me. If you have this this variation in your pigment,
okay,
it causes a hormone imbalance that actually boosts your opioid receptor, giving you a tolerance for pain.
There you go.
I know.
Gingers, unite.
Whatever it is that causes you to have red hair.
Yeah.
May in mice, and they say also in humans, cause you to have a better tolerance for pain. They're still studying it.
All right. Well, I'm interested in that. That means it's good. It's good news for me. And if you are a redhead, you can text in and say if you also are good with pain. Miles is definitely not a redhead, and so that is why he said he has more pain.
Oh, Jamar, stop.
Now we're doing the study.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5.
Get up!
Yo, what'd you do yesterday, bro? Miles sent us this text yesterday. Guys, this is so sad. I have to tell you about it in the morning. I'm just like, what could be so sad yesterday? It was a beautiful day and everyone was happy about everything, about including the news. And what could have possibly made you sad yesterday?
Hashtag sarcasm.
So after the show yesterday, I just finished editing the podcast and I was on YouTube just, you know, doom scrolling. And then all of a sudden, I had a video that popped up from Dyson.
The vacuum cleaner company.
Okay.
Remember I bought a cordless vacuum?
You missed this the other day, Meredith.
Yeah.
Miles hit a milestone. Mm-hmm. A milestone.
A milestone?
He bought a Dyson vacuum cleaner, plunging his way into adulthood.
Yeah, I became a man.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, I'm so happy for
Spent
you.
A lot of money on a new vacuum.
Sure you did. Yeah.
Which has been incredible. I've loved it.
Okay.
So good. I've had it for just under a month now.
Mm-hmm.
But this video on YouTube was basically them unveiling a new Dyson.
Your vacuum cleaner is obsolete now.
So
Miles.
I have spent, I think it's close to $1,000 on this vacuum. Right?
I don't doubt it, yeah.
You can imagine how heartbroken I was to find out that there was a newer version released.
And if you actually check the website, I'd be willing to bet that the version you bought is probably gone down in price.
Well, okay, so there is a bit of a... you know, there's a happy ending to this, though.
Okay.
So I realized yesterday was the last day for non-essential stores, you know, being open.
Okay.
So I went to the electronics retailer, which I purchased this vacuum from.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's less than 30 days since I bought the vacuum, even though I've used it for like a month, I boxed it up and took it back, and I got a refund.
You got a full refund on it?
I got a full refund.
So, Miles!
I mean, it's all legal.
What do you mean? And then you...
So I got a full refund. Like, they said, how many times you use it? I said once or twice, which is far from the
Miles,
truth.
Miles!
But...
Naughty boy.
I know. So I felt kind of guilty.
Sure.
Why?
And then I went on the Dyson website to buy the new one, and it's not out in Canada yet.
So now you gotta wait.
So now I have no Dyson.
In filth.
Yeah.
When you have to be at home.
Or he could go back and just buy his old vacuum cleaner back, or get a new one.
Try to get a deal on it.
So I'm kind of sad, because I just kind of went home with no Dyson and felt like I just, you know, kind of put this Dyson up for adoption and never get to see it again.
Oh, my God.
Well, now you've taken a downgrade in lifestyle, because you once had a vacuum cleaner, now you don't.
I know.
And now you know what it was to have, and now you...
And
no longer.
As someone who also owns this brand, you are not going to be able to go back.
And you know, before we sent it back yesterday, Heather and I had one last go of it around the house, and we got really emotional. We got really sad.
This is definitely, when you texted us yesterday, I did not think it was going to have anything to do with the vacuum cleaner. But I'm amused and sad.
I thought he was going to tell something about his parents or something. I was like, really, bro, the vacuum?
I was really sad. I felt so guilty last night.
Did you put little googly eyes on it? Did it become a member of your family?
It felt like that. I even said to Heather, I said, can I do the bathroom? Just one more time.
One more. Oh, boy.
So,
you know, inanimate objects become very important these days.
Now I have to wait for the new one to come out here.
Yeah, and also, just as someone who's a little, older than you, just let go of the needing the newest, latest, greatest. I've had my Dyson for years, and I like it. And it's actually a ginger.
It's a ginger.
It's orange.
You don't have to keep up with the Dysons.
No.
You could just be happy with what you got. You could have been just happy with what you had at the time.
I don't know. This new one, though.
Oh, wait, it sucks
even harder?
Oh, yeah. It sucks.
Right. Well, let us know what you decide to do.
Okay.
719 Chump 1045.
Yeah, please. Let us know.
Immediately.
I'm enthralled.
Like, send a very urgent text when you decide what you're going to do with that.
Don't wake up. Mornings on Chum.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Question for the guys listening to the show. What do you put in your pockets on the daily? Like, what do you put in your pockets? Miles, what do you put in your pockets?
His Dyson.
You put your vacuum cleaner in your pocket?
I would say really just my iPhone. I try to limit the amount of times I put my wallet in there because it's too bulky.
Bulky, yeah.
So my iPhone's thin enough that just kind of actually sits in the back pocket rather than the front.
I'll separate my car key from the bunch of keys when I go places, and I'll take just the car key, and I'll put that in my pocket. I have the big phone, so like I try not to put that in my pocket too much. Now, for the women listening and the women speaking, what do you put in your pockets, Azalea, Meredith? What do you put in your pockets?
Nothing.
Nothing.
My
right?
hand when I'm posing for a photo.
You put your phone in your pocket?
In my back pocket.
No, not me. Nothing.
No, zero. Nothing. A lot of people
don't. I mean, I put my phone in the sort of pocket of my leggings if I'm working out or if I'm going on a walk or something like that. But in terms of like, oh, I have jeans with pockets. Let me put something in them. No. I don't want them. I want pockets in everything. I want pockets in dress. I want pockets.
I didn't know this.
Evening gown. I like pockets.
You're a pocket.
No, seriously.
In an evening gown?
Oh, yeah. They're the best. They add this sense of like, oh, I'm so effortless and fabulous. And I can just put one hand in my pocket. I got one hand in my
Thank you, Atlantis.
But I don't want them for function.
There's so much about like women's clothing that men don't know. Because I'm reading this article.
Yeah.
And a first grader asked a question of Old Navy.
Okay.
And she wanted to know why the women's jeans weren't being made with pockets. I didn't even know that was
first grader, go queen. Love her.
Is that true? Like most of your pants don't come with pockets? A lot of your pants don't come with pockets or fake pockets?
There's definitely some fake pocketry happening for sure. But also just as a bit of a public service announcement, like sometimes your pockets come sewn shut, but just loosely sewn shut. And you need to undo them. Or like the back of your blazer. I know I'm getting off topic here, but sometimes the back of blazers, they are loosely sewn in the back where that little vent is.
Yeah, sure.
Undo that vent.
That's, a lot of people, when people don't, that's annoying.
It's annoying. Like even this jacket that I'm wearing right now, this denim jacket, the pockets came sewn shut.
But
like
in men's...
supposed to pick them open.
In men's clothing, never would you find a men's pair of pants with no pocket.
Oh, no, because men need function. They need it.
But you know what's, what we just proved just a second ago was in this room, we pretty much use our pockets the same way. So why do they give us pockets, but they don't give the women's clothing pockets?
I know.
Even in, there is never a case where you get men's clothing without pockets. And I didn't know there would be a case where you buy a pair of pants as a woman and...
with no pockets.
With no pockets.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Very
can you
weird.
Imagine putting on a pair of pants and be like, what?
I would be... Huh? I would be...
You wouldn't know what to
do. I feel like I was in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, and for women, I think there's some thought that, okay, you're not going to put bulky stuff in it because you're always, you know, concerned about your shape or whatever that narrative is. And sometimes, to be honest, we don't want the extra bulk. I guess.
Okay.
I mean, as a curvy woman, I'm not overly concerned with bulk, but yeah.
Well, a first grader in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Her name is Cameron. And she, for a school project, wrote to Old Navy and asked, why would you ever sew the pockets closed on women's pants? Give us
Cameron,
pockets as well.
Love you, Cameron. Start them young. Get the persuasive thing out there. I'm assuming Old Navy did not respond.
They did respond
to
her. They actually responded
to
her.
Good for Old Navy.
And
okay.
They said, thanks so much for taking the time to write to us about pockets on girls' jeans. The Old Navy Kids product team appreciate your information. It's great feedback for us as we developed new product.
Ah, and the kid in the room?
I thought they were just going to say, zip it.
Ah, where's the bell? Where's the fun bell? Very nicely done. So, I mean, they did give her just the standard, like, you know, the template answer.
Mm-hmm.
But they answered.
But it's true. I mean, it's a gendering of clothing. That's definitely true. I like that Cameron is noticing it and holding them to task.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I'm still not putting anything in my pocket.
Okay.
I'm not.
Fair enough.
And you know what, too? My bags are too cute. You know, I want to have my nice bag.
Well, that's another thing. You guys have all the
around.
You have all the purses and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well, men are carrying power. The merces now.
Oh, yeah, the merce. You got a merce.
Don't say that too loud. don't say that on the air. I don't have a merce.
You don't?
No.
I thought you had like a side satchel thing.
No, no, no.
No? Oh.
No, no. You just went from zero to a million on that. I do not have the side satchel.
Sorry, okay.
It's very in style. It's just not my style.
Yeah. What do you have? You have something.
I have nothing. I have hands.
Oh, okay. I'm clearly dressing you up like a Ken doll in my head or something.
Is,
I don't know
right?
What's happening. Yeah.
That's so
Jamal wearing a side satchel.
Could you see it?
No.
No, I could. That's why it's so funny, right?
I'm going to bring one in for you tomorrow.
I don't. That's not my style, man.
Oh, I love it.
That's not my
style. I'll get you an Adidas.
Not my steez.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
And I wake up. The Chum Morning Show.
Listen, I know it's frustrating. It's been frustrating for me. I mean, my whole family's in the U.S. almost. And watching what's happening in the U.S. as people are getting vaccinated and seeming to go back to some kind of normal.
Yeah.
It's been frustrating.
It's like when you're the younger sibling and you're like watching your big sister get everything, even though she didn't behave properly.
Why does Marsha get to go outside and go to clubs and
Marsha.
Go to the Texas Ranger game?
Yeah.
Marsha.
Yeah, it is a little bit like that.
Well, here's the good news.
Oh.
While we may be having a hard time getting our vaccines.
Yes.
There's one thing we're not having a hard time getting here in Canada.
What?
Ketchup. Whatever.
Phew.
Okay.
Oh,
no, real talk,
goodness.
There's a ketchup shortage in the United States right now.
Like Heinz. The one?
Like all of the actually ketchup makers, they're saying there's some kind of national ketchup shortage. A combination of just COVID,
probably all the takeout?
All the takeout that's been happening.
Yeah.
Some restaurants have even resorted to taking ketchup packets and like putting them into little cups and serving them that way, which is a little weird.
I do not like the cups.
I don't like
them. I never like the cups.
I like a packet.
Particularly because the cup means you have to get it from that big schmooshy thing. And the schmoosh is never, I never trust it. I'm like, how old is that schmoosh?
I'm glad you asked that. This is a digress, but if you want, I could tell you my experience with working in restaurants and catch a schmooshy machine.
Yes.
You want to know about that? Should I say that on the radio?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I worked in a restaurant where they had, like, you know, the really nice looking ketchup bottles, and they had us refill those bottles every night. from a like a ketchup vat.
A big one, yeah.
Yeah. The problem was the bottles were never finished. So at the bottom of the bottle was always like
old
months old ketchup.
Oh.
And it was even like a different color than the new ketchup.
Oh.
So you'd have like red and like
What does it turn?
Rusty. Rusty, watery.
Terrible.
Anyway. This wasn't the point of what we were talking about.
No, it's not. It's not the point, Jamar.
The point is, at least here in Canada, we have plenty of ketchup and it's not going anytime soon.
Excellent.
What am I reading?
Well, you know, we own the ketchup market. That's fine. We'll hey, US. Give us some vaccines. We'll give you
some. We give us some ketchup, right? That would be a trade.
There's the trade.
Yeah, we could help them catch up.
You did.
What is with you this morning?
It wouldn't be without that.
Miles.
We should really relish this moment, guys.
Oh my gosh.
Is there a mustard thing I'm missing here?
Mustard.
Nope. You mustard.
You can't do it.
Hey, Beat the Bank's coming up next.
Only Miles can do it.
Yes. Beat the Bank is on the way.
Sorry, I'm being quiet because I'm trying to think of
one. I know, I'm now
I'm
here.
I'm trying to think of one because I don't want Miles to win. I can't.
Cash loaded. Bank player ready.
Beat the Bank.
There she is, Deborah.
Hi.
Good morning.
Deborah.
Good morning.
Welcome in.
Thank you.
All right, you sound so focused.
Oh, Jesus, no.
No, you actually sound like, let's get to business. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
All right.
A little nervous, Deborah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, don't worry. Just breathe. You have already beat the odds. You know what I mean? You sign up on our website and we picked you and you called back. It's all working for you.
It's all in your control.
Yeah, go with the flow.
All right, you're going to get a vault and another and another.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel like you've gotten enough, say, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
But is there ever enough money? Say what?
I have my coworker here going to help me.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Okay, coworker's name is?
Tammy McCann.
So, first and last, I like you, Deborah. Tammy McCann.
All the
info. Okay, we got Tammy and Debbie.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank with Deborah. First vault, please.
400.
Nice.
Oh, God. Go again.
Number two.
500.
Oh, she's telling me to go.
Number three.
Oh, yeah.
$600. Okay. $600, three vaults.
Three vaults, $600. Deborah, this is going well. Tammy is there to support. You've been listening to this game for a while, and now it is you in the driver's seat.
Only $600, I go. One more. Oh,
Number four?
Yes.
Do it.
$800.
Yes.
Ooh. There you go.
$800.
Four vaults, $800. Not bad for a Thursday.
No, I gotta stop. No, I don't care yet.
Is that Tammy or Deborah?
Deborah wants to stop.
Tammy wants me to go.
Tammy is the risk taker. But here's the thing, Deborah. Tammy is not playing. It is Deborah's name that was called. Tammy, love you. Final answer. What are we doing? We're taking the cash. We're going for it.
Taking the cash.
Four vaults. That's it?
Yes.
All right, give it to her.
$800. Woo! Here you go. Oh, yeah.
$800.
Taking stuff out of our bank, putting it into yours. This is the good part. This is the fun part. But as soon as Miles changes that music.
It's time for the reckoning, right?
It's time to see what could happen.
What would have happened? Let's go. Okay. Number five.
$850.
Number six.
$1,000.
Oh, I was hoping we weren't going to get there. Okay.
Number seven.
$2,000.
Oh,
Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy's sitting there saying, I told you so, Deborah.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Number eight.
Oh, boy.
$2,500.
Ooh.
That's the big one.
Oh, dear.
$2,500.
Okay, we haven't heard that alarm yet.
Number nine, maybe?
$2,800.
Are you joking me? Is this going somewhere?
Come on, alarm.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, alarm.
Now she wants the alarm. Number 10.
Yeah.
$3,000. Oh, my
God. Serious?
$1,000 in vault number 10.
Oh, Deborah.
Let's just open vault number 11.
$3,500.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
This is one of these ones.
Come on, alarm.
This is one of the ones that's taken off. Oh,
vault number 12, please.
$5,000.
No!
Oh, my God. $5,000. Are you kidding me?
Did everybody just hear that?
Oh, my stomach is dropping out from under me. What?
Toronto, $5,000 sitting on a desk here at Chum Studios.
$5,000. Okay.
Vault number 13, okay. Deborah.
We're breathing.
Funds not available.
Okay.
Yeah. 800's good enough.
Yeah. You know, you said, oh, Jesus, I'm praying there too at this moment. Okay. Could have gone 5,000, but what did we get today for Deb?
$800.
Okay. That's a breathe deep, swallow hard kind of a moment. But hey, $800 for Deborah.
Thank you.
Jamar is literally in shock at the moment.
I'm in shock.
He can't believe it.
I'm amazed at how high that amount went.
Yeah, beat the bank and go for it. Sometimes it gets on a roll.
I'm also amazed that you didn't screw up that breathe deep, swallow hard thing. Yeah. You had screwed that up. That would have been really weird.
Oh my God.
Like, what would that have said? Breathe hard, swallow. Anyway. Enjoy your money, yeah?
Thank you.
Right, hey, you can buy a Dyson.
Eight.
A couple of them. Well,
enjoy the 800.
Kind of.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for being a great player, great listener. And that just goes to show there is money in those vaults. Okay, yeah. You've got to sign up at chum1045.com. You got to get into play.
Okay, the next play will be at 11 o'clock, then again at 1 and 4. 8, 11, 1, 4. Beat the bank. Only one place to go, chum1045.com.
I'm shaking that one off.
I know.
I got to shake that out.
It's crazy. I did. We were placing bets, side bets in the studio before about how much it was going to go.
How far it was going to. None of us got.
We all lost.
Close.
Oh, well.
Anywhere close.
Richie Favolero.
Good morning.
Our friend who comes on right after us every day.
Richard.
If you own a chair.
Oh, God.
We bring Richie into the studio to explain don't ever do this if you own a beanbag chair.
Listen, I don't know about don't ever do this because I don't really know that there's any other way to do it.
Okay.
He's already getting defensive.
This is the worst story ever.
So I've in my closet, my storage closet, I've got like a huge bag of styrofoam beans that you fill up beanbag chairs with.
I mean, that already is not, you say that as if like, you know, in my closet I have this like big bag of beans.
Like you do.
Okay.
No?
Okay. Yeah, I'll go there. I'll go with you. I'm with you there. Okay.
There. Okay.
Sure.
Fine.
So yes. I need to sort of make some space. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy a beanbag chair shell off of Amazon and I'm going to fill it up and get rid of that huge bag of beans.
Okay, wait, I'm so sorry, because I know you're just trying to tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
But I already have a question. So okay. You have the inside?
It's in the worst. It's in the reverse order.
Why did you buy the inside stuff first? Why didn't you get the
chair? Refill a beanbag ottoman that I have.
Okay.
I'm just picturing Richie living in just like a soft house. Everything is just like soft walls.
And it is for my own
floor,
safety.
For your own safety.
This is so weird. But it's so funny. But yeah, anyway, please continue.
So, in an effort to make some space, doing some spring cleaning, I thought I'd get the shell of a beanbag chair. And it finally arrived. And I thought, this is going to be easy. Oh, what I don't understand is the bag of the styrofoam beans is gigantic. It's 4 feet tall and probably 2 feet wide. And the hole that you're supposed to get them in the beanbag chair is no bigger than a grapefruit.
Very small.
So,
which you don't have the beanbag funnel?
what are you talking about, beanbag funnel?
I actually don't know if there's such a thing. I'm just saying that would make sense. But.
Right.
So I've got a small enough hole in the bag of styrofoam to pour.
If you are tuning in now, and you just heard Richie say.
Like, what are we talking about?
Got a small enough hole. Okay, yeah, keep going.
With the dry weather, my apartment, there's some sort of weird static energy buildup. And as I'm attempting to pour the beans into the bag, they're literally being repelled.
They're floating out of the way.
They're going out all over my apartment. My cats are running around with styrofoam stuck to them. And I'm trying to get the styrofoam down into like some of the deeper recesses of the bag so that I have more room to get more styrofoam in.
Sure.
But when I stick my arm down into the bean bag, nothing's moving. And I pull my arm out and now I'm covered in styrofoam.
Because of the static electricity.
Like it's like an infinity gauntlet of styrofoam.
Love this more.
So the harder you try to get these beans into the bean bag, the worse it becomes.
I can't even describe how much. Then you have to clean it up.
Right.
There's styrofoam everywhere. And so I grabbed my vacuum cleaner.
Oh,
I got one
go.
Of those Dysons with the...
Of course you do.
For sure.
This episode's sponsored by...
Static Cling is not exclusive to cats, arms, and floors and furniture. It also applies to your vacuum cleaner.
It's everything.
It's everything.
So as you start to vacuum up the beads, what's going on now?
They're not coming out when you have to empty the canister.
Bro, the fact that you did not video this debacle is just a disservice to the internet.
And we
needed to see this.
To be honest, there's not even enough styrofoam in the bag now.
Right, so you wasted it.
We've got Tracy on the line, and she's actually had the same experience before.
No.
Tracy.
Are you feeling me?
Hello, Trace?
Tracy, did we lose you? Did you fall on the bag? Bags?
The styrofoam took her down, yeah.
Hey, Tracy, can you fill us in?
Oh, my gosh. I had two beanbag chairs in my classroom probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And, oh, hang on, I got to mute myself. I'm actually teaching from home right now, but my students are in class.
Queen, I love this. This is a teacher.
Hey, class, talk
students.
Amongst yourself. I have to make an important call.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
Hey, chum, the beanbag chair is crazy.
They're just walking in.
That's so great.
The beanbags were old, so the beans inside were, it was more like a beanbag mat.
Right.
So I bought those little foamy things thinking, this will be easy.
Right.
I unzipped the beanbag chair, and it had a big opening. But in about 30 seconds, there were little beanbags everywhere, and static electricity had them stuck to the wall. They were worse than sparkles.
Worse than sparkles.
Worse than glitter.
I agree.
Than glitter.
This didn't come with an instruction manual
anything. Listen, Jamar, I YouTubed it, and I'm not going to lie. Every single instructional video on how to fill a beanbag chair has two people in it. That was my first. That must have been my first mistake.
Okay. So I didn't watch an instructional video. I just thought, this can't be too hard.
That's what I thought.
And in my classroom, there were these for months and months and months.
Forever.
And
you find...
Richie, you're not alone.
You're going to be finding them? I'm going to be finding them for months.
You
forever. I'm sorry, Richie. As soon as I heard you talking about it, I just flashed back.
Me too. Okay.
We need to start a club.
Seriously? And I still have those beanbag chairs, and they need to be refilled because the beans sort of crushed down inside.
Okay.
So I'm not ever going to refill them again. No.
No. So maybe this is a good trade. This is like one of those radio shows you call in and trade your beanbag chairs for. So maybe we can get your beanbag chairs, hook them up with Richie, because you still have quite a bit.
I was also thinking that I could just take the whole bag and not open it and stuff it into the beanbag chair.
That's what I would have done.
It would have been like a beanbag duvet of sorts,
that's
right?
Smart.
Exactly.
That's what I would have done.
See,
but
this is what lockdown life has been reduced to.
Where's Bill Nye when we need him?
I'm also picturing, and I know we said bean bag, but I'm really picturing Richie as like Mr. Bean. You know, one of those like
Mr. Bean bag. That's your new name, Richie.
Richie Bean.
Richie Bean.
Oh, okay. God, well, love you, Favolero.
My students are
now waving at everybody because they can see me up on the screen, but they can't hear us. So that's okay.
Okay, well, get back to class.
Yeah.
Tell the class we say hello.
And thank you for your lovely, important work as a teacher. We love you and feel for you. So thank you.
Thanks so much.
We got to take this to the science center and just have them, you know.
Before I go,
sure.
Yes.
Anyone who's interested in starting a beanbag chair filling service might be interested in visiting the Dragon's Den.
Oh, really?
Match. Game.
Hey, Christian.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Christian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Just chilling. Joking with you, man. You're playing a match game.
Woo!
He's like, what is happening?
What is going on?
Hey, guys.
All right, cool. Are you in bed?
Yeah, what?
No, I was, though.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's okay.
Listen to you guys on my alarm clock.
Cool, must be nice.
Nice.
Laying your PJs.
Yeah. Lockdown life.
$300 for the match game today. Choose a player, Christian.
I'm going to choose Jamar.
Me? Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. You selected Jamar.
All right, let me connect with Christian real quick.
What do you mean? No.
Okay. Let's do it.
Off the waves being sent. Jamar's leaving. Jamar's going to a secure space. And Christian, now it's just us. Okay. First of all, not offended you picked Jamar. That's fine. I'm glad you're with us. And Miles is going to make this all happen.
Let's do it.
Miles.
So, Christian, as soon as I give you the first word, you're going to have 15 seconds to give me the next one, all right?
Yep.
Today, the first word is angry.
Angry.
What's
angry.
What's your second word?
You know what?
What?
Because of the time crunch, I'm going to say birds, the game. Angry birds.
Oh, you got a fan.
Sounded like it was
an angry bird.
In the background.
Yeah, I know. It's my mom. She's here.
Hey, mama. Okay. You locking that in?
Yeah, I'll lock in angry bird.
Okay.
Answer.
That was decisive. You knew exactly what you were doing. Jamara's coming in now, making it happen. And I feel like you might have a good shot at this. Okay. Welcome back, Jamar.
I'm back. Here we go. Let's do it.
Jamar.
Yo.
The first word today, angry. What's your second word?
Christian. Christian. Come on, Christian. There's only one word that came to mind for me.
What?
Come on, Christian. Please say angry birds, Christian.
Angry. Angry.
I can't think of anything else. Angry Birds, the epic app phone game, phone app game. Angry Birds. All right, lock it in.
Are we locking? Okay.
Please.
Answer locked.
Christian, what did you say?
Angry Birds.
Yeah, Christian.
Yeah, there you go. What a way to start the learning off.
Tell me about it.
$300. Haven't even left your bed. Oh. $300.
Yeah, I love Chum FM.
Oh. Yeah, thank you. You love Chum 104.5 even better.
We love you. And we love your mom.
Yeah, exactly.
His mom's hanging out, too.
Hey, mom's in the background?
Yeah, mom's in the background.
Yeah, we got both.
See, I knew as soon as you said it, I thought, you know what? You got a good shot at this. I think Jamar's going to say Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. Do you still have Angry Birds on your phone, or do you not have it on your phone anymore?
On the iPad.
On the iPad? Yeah, I have Angry Birds still.
A lot of people must have it because a lot of texts are coming in saying Angry Birds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we got it.
Anything else?
Yeah, Angry Birds, Angry Mob.
Yeah.
Dog. Angry Place. Yeah. Angry Dog. Yeah, there's a few. Mostly Angry Birds, though.
Yeah, it's true.
It's funny. Once your mind gets set on something, it's hard to even think of anything else because once Angry Birds popped in my head, I couldn't even think of anything else.
Yeah. It's called marketing.
It's called marketing.
It's called marketing.
They got me. All right. Great. Christian, enjoy your $300. Yeah?
$300. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Great. You're welcome.
Play a round of Angry Birds later, too.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
There's a lot to take in when it comes to Ontario's third province-wide state of emergency and the stay-at-home order that started today and will be in effect for the next 28 days, which is until May 6th. During this time, Premier Ford is hopeful that 40% of adults will be vaccinated by the end of the month. So if you're 18 and over and living in a high-risk area like Peel or Toronto, you are now eligible to get the vaccine. Education workers as well in high-risk neighborhoods, they will be allowed to get the vaccinations starting next week. Well, you'll be able to book. And if you're wondering how will you know whether you can leave home, there are a few things that you should consider. So certain categories like food, healthcare services, including medication and vaccines, exercise, or essential work. So take those things into consideration. Know that those are the reasons why you're leaving and try to be out as little as possible. Now, all non-essential businesses are closed, including malls. And then essential businesses are open for in-person shopping, including the LCBO. And then for the first time ever in Ontario, big box stores, including dollar stores, will be restricted to only essential items. So we're talking food, household cleaning supplies, and pharmacy items. Nothing else, not clothes, not decor, nothing else. But a little silver lining here, since the weather is pretty nice and we're allowed to be outside to exercise, outdoor activities are allowed to continue if physical distance is maintained. So golf courses and other sports fun. So horseback riding, playgrounds, dog parks.
Well, I'm going to go to Kijiji and buy a horse now. You know what's getting really, really good or getting really popular in Toronto right now? Everyone's on skates. Have you noticed? everyone's on skates.
Yeah, I love rollerblades.
But not rollerblading, yes, but also
roller
skating has made a comeback, man.
You say that because I was out getting a bubble tea yesterday.
Yeah, that was so city of you.
I know, right? And I saw somebody roller skating.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they were like...
Going for it, too, right?
Going for it. They had a look. I was nervous that she was going to teeter over with all the potholes and things.
And the streetcar tracks.
Going for the vibe. I'm like, okay, this is a moment.
People and I'm getting all these videos lately on social media of people dancing, like roller skate dancing and just having like a good time at a roller rink and stuff. So I think this summer is going to be the summer of roller skates.
Hopefully people have them already.
Well, if they don't, there's going to be a run on them when you try to buy
them. Well, it's not essential. I don't think that's an essential item.
So
hopefully you have your roller skates already.
What do you mean? It's 2021. Roller skates are essential now.
It's an essential Ontario living item. Well, thank you for those updates, those clarifications, because I know everybody's confused. There have been so many different things, but this, I think, is definitely the most extreme. And it's the most extreme because the numbers are the highest in our ICUs against our healthcare system, and we got to do something. So regardless of how we feel this is being managed, this is the life, and we got to comply.
Very good point. And also, just because you don't see it happening doesn't mean it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of really, really tough situations people are dealing with in their houses, in the hospitals, in the schools. So just because you're not experiencing it, don't discount it. It's a rough time for a lot of people right now.
Yeah, 100%. And just good to hear about those vaccinations getting rolled out, hopefully making that easier for everybody to get access.
I know, right? Like, meanwhile in the U.S., it's like a vaccination car wash. You know, you just walk through and they just spray it on you.
This
great imagery.
University degree.
You can't get anything here.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully it ramps up a bit. Azalea, thank you.
Thank you.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on.
I will try to get in the habit during this new lockdown to not ask anybody, what are you doing today?
Yeah, what are you up to? What are you going to do today?
Refrain from that.
Yeah. It's not the life that we're living at the moment.
Yeah.
What are you not going to do today? Well.
That's the better question.
Well.
What are you not doing today? Getting on a plane and flying to paradise.
Yeah, I am not going out for a boozy brunch with my girlfriends.
Yeah, Sunday boozy brunch would be awesome right now. Like a nice, like a breakfast party or like.
You get sweet and savory stuff, you know?
Oh, man. Well,
let's just fantasize for a second.
Okay.
Brunch-wise, what are you? Are you sweet or savory? Like, what do you go for?
Sweet.
Sweet.
Like pancakes.
Yeah, you do it over like a huevos or like a salsa, cheesy.
Pancakes and some eggs, lots of syrup, chocolate chip pancakes if you can.
Oh, my gosh.
All the eggs.
Oh, that's salty, though.
I know, but okay.
You want it all.
I want it all.
Jamar wants it.
I don't.
It all.
You haven't seen it yet. I'm a pretty eaty guy.
Yeah, we
just
got
eaty.
I'm eaty too. That's why we.
That's why we work together.
We're eating. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully you can get some good food in you today.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to do much other. I mean, everything's locked down.
Yeah.
Am I just reiterating all the things you don't want
to
hear about life?
Could you imagine if this was the announcement yesterday?
Miles is just laughing. At you.
Hi, I'm Doug Ford, and I am.
No.
At least we got food.
No, you got food. You can't.
That's why I'm not in charge of that. I'm just in charge of entertaining.
Yeah, you are, and you're doing a damn good job. You're packing up your satchel for the day, and you're. That's my favorite part of today's show.
What? Where you tried to infer that I wear a satchel or a man bag?
I've started.
Find a picture
a rumor.
Of me. Find a picture of me in a man bag. You can't. I don't even know how that popped into your head.
I don't know, but it makes me happy.
Are there certain fashion trends to you that just seem really cliche? Like women's fashion that is just such a cliche?
Yeah, like Ugg boots.
Ugg boots is a cliche.
Like an Ugg boot and a legging and a pumpkin spice latte or something.
That's how I feel about the man bag.
Really?
It's like every one of these Toronto mans walking around with their
Toronto
man bag.
Toronto mans.
It's like, hey, bro, man bag, OVO, yeah, vibes.
Right. Me too.
Get out of here with that, man.
All right.
Leave me alone. Okay. Miss me with that. That's how I feel.
You get your Lego shoes. Off you go, cool man.
No, I know.
Chum 104.5.